Pleasure being back here. And like I said, I'm not going to start preaching now, but just share a little bit about what's happened this past year. And thank you all for your support of my ministry, for financial support, for your prayer. I'm still working on saying Gabriola, not Gabriola, right? So forgive me if I mess up, but I'm doing my best here. If you don't know, I work for Power to Change, and I specifically do apologetics ministry, which is about not about apologizing, but about reasons for believing that Christianity is true. So often pointing to science or history or philosophy and things like that. And this past year, I say, is my first year doing ministry with them, but it's been very exciting. I don't think every year that I do ministry will be necessarily as exciting, but this past year has been really great. Last year in August, I was speaking at a retreat for the campuses in the Toronto area. There are enough campuses there. They have their own retreat. I did some workshops, talked about what apologetics is, how it's changed lives. On the Saturday evening of that retreat, I was sitting around talking to some students around the campfire. There was this guy sitting off to the side, just listening in, not really saying anything. And I'm talking to these other students for 2-3 hours or something like that. It's midnight. I'm ready to go to bed. So I get up to go to bed, and I think I should just at least say hi to this guy sitting here. Like, I'm sitting there the whole time. And he basically says, you know, I'm not a Christian, but I'm here, and I'm intrigued by what you had to say. And I think, wow. And I'm like, well, would you like to talk some more? And he's like, yeah, I mean, I just came here because my girlfriend needed a ride and she wanted to come up. But I'm interested in talking more. So the next morning, we skipped the main session. I got permission. They said it's okay to do that. We spent several hours talking. Turns out he lives in Waterloo or Kitchener, just, you know, half hour from where I am in Guelph. So we met up several times over the next few months. He had a lot of apologetic type questions. One of them, though, was, you know, how can we trust the Bible? How do we know it hasn't been changed? How do we know it's reliable? And I recommended a book by J. Warner Wallace, who's a cold case detective and became a Christian through his application of his detective skills to the Bible, and said, this Bible passes these tests. This, if I was a detective, I would say this Bible, you know, applying these same standards, I would say this book is true. So he read that when he went with his fiancée to India to meet the relatives, came back. We were sitting in a cafe, Cafe Williams, or Williams Fresh Cafe, I remember, in Waterloo. He had read it. We had a lot of discussions. I said, you know, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to give your life to Christ here now? He's like, right here? Like, in the cafe? Is that allowed? I'm like, why not? He's like, okay, I'm ready. So we prayed, and he gave his life to Christ, and he's still growing spiritually. You can pray for him as that happens. But that was just one story of many. I'll just quickly say one or two or three other ones. But I was also speaking or preaching at a Christmas conference in Calgary, speaking the main session and doing like 5 workshops or something. There was an international staff, Power to Change member there. He's like, we have these Chinese students here. We don't have anybody to speak to them. They need some apologetic stuff. Can you just sit down for an hour and talk with them? So we did, talked with them, had a good conversation. They didn't have any dramatic changes in their lives. But a few weeks later, I was in Saskatoon, in Saskatchewan, speaking there. Turns out that's where Sheldon is, too, this international staff member. And he said, I heard you're in town. Can you speak to the international group here? So I did. And then afterwards, I got a ride home with it. He says, you know, one of those two students, just a few weeks ago, they gave their life to Christ. And he's like, he said, in his opinion, our conversation that we had together played a significant role. In like May, I was in Asia, both Indonesia and Korea. And while I was there, I had lots of opportunities. Every time I go back to Asia, God opens new doors. First year I was there, I was speaking to this one school called Espeha. Next year, I was speaking to that school and its sister school. And then this year, I was speaking to both those, and they have a university called Upeha attached with it. And they had me speaking to 2,000 university students. That was by far the largest crowd I ever spoke to. A lot of exciting things happening. There's a young man there at the university when I spoke a year ago. His family is Muslim, but he said, you know, I want to know the truth. And he didn't even realize apologetics existed. But this past year, he's been just studying it like crazy. He wants to study at Biola University, which is a Christian university. I went there, but you have to be a Christian to go there. So I said, you know, you're going to, he says he's undecided. He's still researching. It's like, you know, you're going to have to be a Christian if you go there. He's like, I know, but he's not ready to decide yet. So, I mean, that was another exciting. I met his teacher who was teaching there, was a former atheist, and said he used to drive Christians crazy debating with them. But one day, he gave his life to Christ. A lot, God used apologetics in his life, too, as well. And then lastly, one of the really exciting things is when I first came on, I told my co-workers there and my boss, they said, you know, the gospel is true. People need to hear this. And if there's good reasons to believe the gospel is true, it doesn't have to be a matter of blind faith. So I said, why don't we expand and make a whole apologetics team? Why don't we train other people, see them get graduate degrees, see them get doctorates, see them learn the best answers that we can provide as Christians as to why the gospel is true. So that when we go out and do evangelism and people challenge us, we don't just have to say, well, I don't know, or give some bad answer. We can give the best answer that Christian scholars have available. We can develop this team and then help them train other people. So they were very receptive. And, you know, over this past year, my friend of mine who's on staff, Powder Change, Nick Hill, who was a campus staff, very interested in apologetics, I recruited him, and now he's a co-leader with me. We were both appointed as the team leaders of this apologetics team. And another young man, George Simopoulos, has also joined our team. So we are very excited about leading this team. And we are, just a few days ago, I was at the Ravi Zacharias International Ministry Conference, which happens at Trinity Western University. If it won't be there next year, probably not the year afterwards, but in 3 years, if you want to go to it, it'll probably be back here. And so we got some really great opportunities to connect with a lot of key people. We have maybe another three, maybe four people who might join our team. And got to know Abdu Murray, who's a former Muslim, and he is the North American director of Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. So he does the U.S. and Canada, lives in Detroit, says he'll be in Toronto about once a month or so. And he says probably every month or two when he's up, he wants to meet together with me and Nick so that we can work together closely. So that's exciting. I mean, you know, Rabbi Zacharias Ministries, they've got some great people. If you know who Nabil Qureshi is, a former Muslim who became a Christian, he's on staff with them. Of course, Rabbi Zacharias, Vince Vitale, and a lot of other sharp people. So if we can be working together with them, I think it's going to be really exciting. Tim Barnett is also a guy who lives outside of Toronto. He recently joined the staff of Stand to Reason, which is a California-based organization led by Greg Kokel, if you've heard of him. So, and I also got a chance to get to know him, and Nick Hill is getting to know him. So there's just some very exciting things happening. And I really think in the next few years, next few decades, we could see God doing some really amazing things. It's our hope, Nick and I, at least my hope, that we will have maybe 50 to 100 apologists join in the coming years. Not overnight. We don't want to hire the wrong people, so we want to grow slowly if we have to. But there's a lot of young people that God is working and stirring in their hearts to learn apologetics, to proclaim the gospel boldly on university campuses across the nation. So we are looking for those kinds of people, and if you happen to know someone, you can let us know. But please keep praying for us, and thank you for your support in all this.